2250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Families who lost loved ones on 9/11 are reacting to news that three of the five defendants have agreed to plead guilty, including mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Patrick White's cousin, Louis Nackey, was among the passengers who rushed the cockpit of Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
The process, I believe, was going to take far too long, and there was no assurance. So made my peace with it. But it certainly isn't what I believe they deserve.
The deals will allow the defendants to avoid the death penalty. Former President Trump told the National Association of Black Journalists annual meeting Vice President Harris misled voters about a race. Harris, campaigning in Houston, called it more of Mr. Trump's same old show. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at a five-month high. This is ABC News. China has sanctioned Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, accusing the Democrat of frequently interfering in its affairs. McGovern has no assets or business dealings with China. Scientists want to know why certain cancer rates are growing in younger generations.
Incidence rates for pancreatic and kidney cancers were 2 to 4 times higher in someone born in 1990 compared to someone born in 1955. The question is why, stemming from the American Cancer Society research that found Gen X and millennials are at a higher risk of 17 different types of cancer. Obesity is a known risk factor for at least 10 types of cancer, while cancer in younger patients could be due to environmental or lifestyle factors. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Astronomers call it a once-in-a-lifetime view. Any night now, Earthlings will be able to see a nova explosion 3,000 light years away with the naked eye. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and 4 counts of recklessly endangering safety following an 8-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed 5 people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in 7 swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Long practice and pads in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their longest, most physical practice of training camp so far on the hottest day. 2 hours of hitting, scrimmage, and drills under the midday sun.
We know it's going to be hot, and warned them yesterday. to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Baseball. The Brewers jumped out to a 2-0 lead, then let the Braves score six unanswered runs, losing 6-2 to Atlanta. Milwaukee's now lost their last four home game series in the past month. Pat Murphy.
There's so many factors involved. You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and how you can get back to that lift in your step and that edge that you had early, and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good. That's it. Worry about playing good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, more storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid, high mid-80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity, high upper 80s. Right now it's 73.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy midweek, or midwoche. It's Wednesday, and Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a moment to take your calls. Middays with Mark in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. If you'd like to get in line, the lines are open. 202-808-9925 is our telephone number. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into the new McCarthyism that Trump, Vance, and their allies are hell-bent on inflicting on us. This is wild. The Project 2025 people are fielding a new group that is going through all the social media and whatnot of civil service workers looking for people that they want to fire. Also, J.D. Vance in 2021, we have to go to war against the idea that women don't have to have kids. Really? It's weird. And the war on weird is working in our second hour. We'll talk about that. Aren't you unfit for office if you're raving like a weird lunatic, mean tweeting in the middle of the night? Yeah, Trump was doing that last time. Also, speaking of weird, desperate Jesse Waters says, when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman. Yeah, right. In the third hour of our program, why Project 2025 won't go away, and even though, you know, Trump is claiming that they are, and also what the CDC is doing to lower our risk of bird flu. So we've got a lot on the program today. We'll be picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan in just a moment. Congressman Pocan he represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a current member and the chair emeritus, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website, pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. So glad to have you with us. Politico, Harris, it says Kamala Harris is going to hold her first rally with her VP pick next Tuesday in Philadelphia. Let's see, who of the vice presidential nominees or candidates is from Pennsylvania? What do you think?
Or do you start there because you didn't pick that person and you're trying to make a good show of good faith? I don't know. I don't think we really know. You know, I think some of us, are excited about people like Tim Walz and others, but I don't think anyone can give you a fair Vegas bet-worthy assessment of who the VP will pick will be. But it's certainly, she is dominating the news cycle, something Donald Trump's used to doing. This feels good. Feels very good.
Yeah, he's, in fact, in an interview with Fox News, he tried calling her weird yesterday.
Well, he knows weird.
I'm rubber, you're glue. So anything else on your mind or things that you want to share with our listeners before we start picking up calls for you?
Yeah, if I could just share something. I've had a bunch of action this morning. I've been working on a congressional race in western Wisconsin. And by the way, Tom, I had so many people, we've been barnstorming, tell me they listen to me on your show. So,
oh, great.
Wisconsin, you've got a lot of listeners, and that's awesome. But, you know, we have a primary in 2 weeks, August 13th, and I've been helping Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress. She's got, you know, AFL-CIO, 15 unions, League of Conservation Voters, you know, members of Congress like Gwen Moore and myself and others. But we're both the Wisconsin reps. And, you know, these outside dark money PACs, Russ Feingold, the former senator from Wisconsin, fought against them his entire career. And we've got them in that primary. One is Welcome PAC, which is the Blue Dog Aligned PAC. They've got $170,000 against my candidate on behalf of someone else who ran as a progressive 2 years ago, this candidate. Now she's a conservative. So she's the Kyrsten Sinema of Wisconsin, unfortunately. And then the New Dems just today dropped a super negative ad full of lies. And it's frustrating because, you know, I just want the best people to win these districts who can beat Republicans. This is a swing district where it will help us get the majority. And Katrina Shankland is a 12-year state legislator with endorsements of all the local legislators and local government officials. But she's the right and the Dem Party are trying to buy this primary. And it's really frustrating because as I've gotten around, again, like I said, you have so much support, you know, listeners in western Wisconsin. And then to have all this stuff hit, it's just really... It makes it a little difficult sometimes because I just want people to have fair elections, especially in Democratic primaries. And the fact that groups like AIPAC and others are starting to get involved nationally and then watching this here, you know, dark money, we just got to end this practice.
Yeah, we saw this here in Oregon. Sheila Jayapal, Pramila Jayapal's sister, was running to replace Errol Blumenauer in where I live here in Portland. And he's my congressman. And she had taken the position that we should cut off military aid to Israel until they stop bombing Gaza. And so AIPAC came in and dumped millions of dollars into the race. We were getting every other day in the mail, big four-color flyers, just trash-talking her. The airwaves, the TV airwaves, were just saturated with ads, just going after her. And this local physician, who, you know, is a reasonable person and probably a reasonable progressive, but was, you know, pro Netanyahu, I guess, you know, was the beneficiary of all of this AIPAC money. And she had been just considered a complete, you know, long shot. You know, nobody was taking her seriously before. She ended up winning the race, the primary, and will be our next congressperson.
It's
incredible.
Is on the website, there's something called red boxing, and you can't find it if you look for it, but it's on their websites. And
whose website?
On any website, the person who wants the dark money on their behalf, they have a red box area. And you can't find it as a person going to the website, but I found it on this other person is Rebecca Cook, who's the conservative candidate who was a progressive and now a conservative. She's the Kyrsten Sinema type person. Right. And on it, she's targeting, telling people to go negative on Katrina Shankland, and you can put that information legally because it's not communicating, but you clearly are communicating with these outside groups. I mean, it's just the campaign finance system, why HR 1, the Democratic bill, is so important, but getting rid of, you know, Citizens United, but this dark money coming in like this, you know, if we don't speak out about this, why wouldn't the NRA or Big Pharma do the exact same thing? We won't have primaries anymore. It'll just be auctions. You know, we can just go up on eBay, save everyone the hassle, and we'll do things that way. But it's just frustrating because today I'm seeing all of it. And, you know, I, especially when people lie and go negative, like the one ad is going right now. You know, if someone's had a career for 12 years, 100% lifetime League of Conservation Voter, AFL's support as well as 15 unions, and then you're saying they're not a Democrat. I mean, I just, the deceit is really tremendous and upset.
Yeah, this is what Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote on Citizens United in 2010. This is what, you know, bought off judges bring you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's incredible.
Exactly.
All right, well, shall we pick up some calls?
Sure, absolutely.
Let's do it. Ray in Hollywood, California, you are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan. Ray in Hollywood?
Oh, hello, am I on the air?
You are.
Okay, great. Oh, I just wanted to say, Tom, that you have an amazing knowledge of politics, and this kind of show is really something the world needs, and it's very appreciated. I did have a question for the guest, though. I wanted to ask him what would be the 10 top issues facing the government.
That's a long-form question we don't usually do on radio, Ray. I'll tell you, I think, you know, a lot of what we're talking about is democracy and freedom when we're talking about running against Donald Trump. And bluntly, Trump's Project 2025 agenda, which there's much in there, but it really is an attack on personal freedoms and you know, women and so many people in this country. So, you know, I'm just going to say I think democracy and freedom are at the top, and fighting something as much of a takeover as we see in Trump's Project 2025 certainly has to be on the agenda.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. You can find Congressman Pocan's website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we will be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. It's Middays with Mark. Back with your calls for Representative Pocan.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little saving secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in, Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs love it. And you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the cod skin treats that dogs just go nuts over. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. And Nate in Detroit, Michigan, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Congressman, pleasure. For all the momentum and for how smooth this transition has seemed to have gone, we've gotten lucky. And I think we really need to fundamentally rethink not just the structure of the National Democratic Party, but how we... Because I had assumed at the time that the president was going to make an announcement, and thankfully he didn't, because apparently Trump's team had no plan and didn't think this was going to happen. But, oh my God, I mean, I know that everything is going well, but we could have screwed this up so badly. And where was the party educating? I mean, the whirlwind that was the Trump presidency, the chaos and everything, that needed to be sort of rehashed, and everybody should have been on the same page. And there was 3.5 years to do it, and I know we're scrambling and everything looks good, and I'm very confident in President Vice President Harris and whomever she picks. But in terms of her vice president, and I know that this is kind of all over the place now, but has there ever been any thought to a man like retired Admiral William McRaven or men of his background who may be apolitical, maybe more centrist, but somebody who is a defender of democracy, who can't be, you know, his bona fides with foreign policy and diplomacy and all those sorts of things. Has that ever been...
Let's let the congressman answer. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, Nate, I'm not sure who Vice President Harris is going to pick to be her vice president, but I agree with you. I mean, watching this come together, this was very organic as far as the popular support. You know, in Wisconsin, Tom, I had to fly out to get to D.C. We had 3 vote series last Tuesday, and that was the day, I believe, that Harris came was coming to Milwaukee. And I checked at 11:30 that morning and go, I could stay behind, but, you know, do you know when the event's at? And they're like, it's either 1 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and we don't have a location yet. In 24 hours, 3,000 people came out in middle of the day in Milwaukee to make that happen. That is truly organic, and we're seeing this across the country in rallies, support that's building. And that's how we beat Donald Trump. I mean, already two people didn't like the two people that were debating that night. Well, one of them is still running. And I think that ultimately is going to pay off. It means we got to work like really hard in order to get this done, but I do feel the energy and momentum out there.
There you go. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Congressman Pocan, maybe this exists and I'm not aware of it, but don't you think we should have some kind of department of like data security or cybersecurity? I get phishing calls and phishing texts all the time. I read about it in the newspaper, locally, nationally. You know, senior citizens get scammed, blah, 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 blah. It just seems that, you know, protecting our citizens from the predators on the internet, you know, a cybersecurity thing, is something that we ought to have somebody looking into that. What do you think?
Yeah, Maverick, I hear you. And, you know, I think a couple different committees of jurisdiction in the House, for example, do this. Intelligence Committee does it. And sometimes that's more national security focused. Then there's other more consumer focused folks. I think ultimately what might be in our best in some of this is even having people like Lina Khan at the FTC, even though a lot of this is mergers and other stuff she's looking at. These are the sort of issues that could be really relevant for people to look at. But you're right, no question. In fact, what's going to be next, Tom, is the AI creation out of this. And I had a chance to see some products that will be coming out in AI, and there's no question we need to have some regulation and not allow Europe or China to do that. We need to get out in front of this. What can happen and how you're going to be able to take your voice within talking to something for 15 seconds and have you sing, have you talk, have you read a narrative, anything to create video with only 30 minutes of time for it to take your suggestion of four sentences. A lot's going to be coming out there, and I think it's going to be used against consumers, and we need to really get ahead of this very soon.
Yeah, I get it. Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We only have a minute to a break, by the way.
Oh, okay. Black guys, appreciate you doing this. Mark, I just wanted to ask you, so earlier this month, Sonia Massey called for help, and who answered the door was a cop who had already been fired from six previous agencies. Is there some kind of bad cop list, something like the sexual offenders list or the terrorist do not fly list, that we can put these cops on so that nationwide all the police agencies know not to hire these people, these cops? They should not be working at six different agencies. Thank you.
Yeah, Patrick, I mean, that should happen through the hiring process, right? If you're doing a proper hiring process. I had recommended a bill a couple of years ago, and I don't think I reintroduced it this session since nothing's moving. But there should just be uniform training for police officers, no matter where you are in the country, some basic floor level of the amount of training we have. And that is something we don't currently have, and I think would help towards keeping some of these bad characters out as well.
Police departments are essentially insured by the cities, by the government entities that hire them, right? They're the ones who pay the fines. Would it be possible by law to change that so that for-profit insurance companies are the only ones who can insure police? That would give them an incentive to blackball bad cops.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, then you're starting to take privatization within the public trust, and I wonder how that would work.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to think through that, Tom, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I've been pitching that for guns for years and years, that, you know, gun owners should, just like car owners, should be required to have liability insurance. And that would, you know, that would weed out, then the insurance companies would weed out the bad gun owners. But.
And that's in the private sector, much more doable.
That's true.
Public question.
That's true. Good point. Congressman Mark Pocan with us. It's Middays with Mark. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Your calls for the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Mark Pocan. We're right after this break here at the bottom of the hour. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi friends, Tom Harbin here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Harbin program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal.
Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour, and Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark. Bettina in Santa Rosa, California. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you. Congressman Pocan. Next year, when the Democrats have both the presidency and both houses of Congress, what will you do to fix Social Security?
Yeah, so first of all, we got to get there, right? I want to make sure that everyone realizes with Joe Manchin leaving, the Senate's going to be incredibly tough to keep. But we all have to work towards that. The House, we're 4 seats down from majority, but we lost 3 immediately in North Carolina due to new redistricting laws. And we've got a presidency that, while we're starting to look like we've got energy, we've got a lot of work to do. So I'm going to focus on all that first in November. Having said that, I think there's a bill, Social Security 2100 Act by John Larson. I think that's a really great bill. It would do a number of positive things, including increasing the CPI, the increase to the consumer price index to the CPI-E, which would get seniors more money in their pockets. It would also lift the amount of income you could make before you have to start paying back Social Security, and it would extend the fund for years and years in the future simply by lifting the cap on those who are the richest and a few other things. I think that's the best bill that's out there right now, and hopefully we'll move towards that. But I also think, and I'm not sure if it's in that bill, Tom, I apologize, but expanding to dental, vision, and hearing, that is another important part of moving forward on Medicare.
Oh, man. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, for getting the marijuana thing changed from the last time I talked to you, and all you do with Medicare and all that stuff. For the Democratic Party, we have the ruby slippers. One of them's Kamala, and the other's AOC. We need to bring in the youth vote. She's the most articulate. She'll give Vance the best debate. And we'll have a dynamic duo of feminine, progressive Democrats. The Democrats have the big D, the Dorothy. You know, let's get it done.
So you want AOC for VP. Got it.
I hear you, Hunter. There's a lot of people that'd be great that I don't think are lining up to do this right now. But, on the progressive side, the two people that I hear the most, Tom, seem to be Tim Walz, he is the governor of Minnesota, done great progressive things, a former member of Congress, and Governor Beshear in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. There's other folks that have done many, many good things, but those two names among progressives seem to pop up the most.
Interesting. Thank you for that. Randy in Huntington Beach, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question is, how do we encourage Democrats to promote actual Democratic policy? And I'll explain. When we look at Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they all ran primarily on liberal Republican platforms. Even Obamacare was taken directly from a Republican who had implemented it in his state. And the Democratic policy would have been Medicare for all. And the Republican policies aren't as popular and aren't as effective as the Democratic proposals. So how do we get Democratic candidates to run on Democratic platforms?
Yeah, Randy, I think we're in a time period we're doing better on this because people agree with progressives and on those democratic values that you're mentioning. And honestly, Joe Biden largely governed on many of those progressive issues because that's where the people are at. So if we just keep doing what we're doing, I do think that momentum happens. Don't forget, there was a period when it was, what, the DLC, I think it was, Democratic Leadership Council, that had a mission to change the Democratic Party and make it a little more corporate, maybe, or moderate, I guess, would be the term they would use. But I think some of that has gone away, and where people are at right now, thanks to many progressives, from Bernie to AOC to many, many others who work hard every single day doing this, we're just connecting where the people are at. If the people lead, eventually the leaders follow, right? That's the line I think we all need to remember. The more we lead on those values, the more likely leaders will lead on those values.
Sandy in Athens, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Hocan.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Congressman, for your service and all your efforts on behalf of the people. And my question is there any way, if you have any connections up in the White House, to obtain a pardon for Leonard Peltier?
You know, we did a letter or something recently on this. Thank you for reminding me, but there was some push this Congress on it. I don't have an update for you, Sandy, but I agree with you, and I think it's a letter we did. You're making my memory a little tough today, try to remember what the vehicle was, but something in the last year was, I believe, sent to the president to try to raise this issue.
Patsy in Arroyo Grande, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Congressman. I'm wondering when your caucus is going to prioritize getting this Medicare Advantage, changed back from Medicare, because even my Medicare manual says, you know, it's Medicare, and it's not. I'm arguing with this woman online today, another senior citizen. I'm 84, and I cannot convince her that the problems she is having with her Medicare is that she's on a Medicare Advantage, program, and it's actually kind of even ruining the medical in our area here, which is Central California, because the physicians are all moving out because they can't afford to live here anymore. Do you have any answer for me?
Yeah, I agree with you. I have some good news on this. I think for the first time, we have a real organized effort, both from some outside groups and from members of Congress. And I'm going to give a lot of credit to Tom's program and all of you, the listeners, who raised this so often for us. You know, we've worked with the Secretary Becerra, directly on this issue, had a number of conversations, including with the advocates out there. And, I think it's very promising where we're leading. Half of the people in the country are now on Medicare Advantage, but we as members of Congress get calls from people who aren't getting the service they need. You have to have prior authorization, and millions of people a year get denied. And when those get appealed, 85% are overturned, showing that they're just trying to make, short-term profits. But for people on Medicare, it could be your life while you're waiting on these things. And there's so many other issues around it. We're making progress. There's something I think very positive happening a little behind the scenes on this that I can't quite yet talk about. But since I've been in Congress 12 years, there is more momentum than I've seen the entire time I've been in Congress.
That is great news. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, I have a question. I'm not saying this is true, but I was watching The View, and they were talking about Project 2025, and Joy is one of the women that are on there every episode, and she mentioned that men, when they're 18, have to register with a draft. And they said that, she said that if it's such a shame because she says boys that are going to private school don't have to, aren't draftable, but if you go to public schools, you're draftable. Like you're lesser. Is there anything that could possibly be true about that?
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. There's 900 pages to it, right? There's a lot of bad there. In fact, one other one. It doesn't say Medicare Advantage by name, but it says everyone should first go to a private plan for Medicare. It essentially is saying the default should be Medicare Advantage, not Medicare, Tom. That's one little gem we found in Project 2025 just recently. So, Diane, I'll check into that and hopefully report back next time I'm on or when I see Tom at the Democrat convention. But thank you for mentioning 900 pages of awful ideas written by the people closest to Donald Trump. That is what's at stake in November.
There you go. Morris in Long Beach, California. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Wait a minute, Congressman. He said he didn't know nothing about them things they're talking about with Project 2025 and Project 47, but I'll let that alone. But anyway, the reason why I called you, does the name Juan Merchan resonate with you, Congressman?
I've heard it, but I'm not connecting it right now.
Juan Merchan is the man that can hold America. He has America in his hands. I understand they keep postponing things because the Supreme Court is trying to protect this criminal. But I understand, Tom, you helped me out with this. On September the 11th, Mr. Trump goes back to court for sentencing for the falsifying of business records. You familiar with that situation?
Oh, Judge Merchan. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Judge Juan Merchan. Yes. Yeah. He goes back to, well, his first name is Juan. I speak Spanish, a couple other languages too. But anyway, he's going back to court for falsifying business records on the 11th. Do you think that he's going to impose the law, Judge Juan Merchan, or is he going to give this man a pass because of his daytime job?
Oh, man, I, you know, you're asking me now to be a legal expert on courts. I'm not sure I have an answer for you, Morris, on that. What I can just very quickly say is, I can't. The music has started, Tom. We'll bring it back after.
It's all good. It's all good. Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back in just a moment with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. In just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Middays with Mark, taking your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. Stay tuned.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albing. Our families who lost loved ones on 9/11 are reacting to news that three of the five defendants have agreed to plead guilty, including mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Patrick White's cousin, Louis Nackey, was among the passengers who rushed the cockpit of Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
The process, I believe, was going to take far too long, and there was no assurance. So made my peace with it. But it certainly isn't what I believe they deserve.
The deals will allow the defendants to avoid the death penalty. Former President Trump told the National Association of Black Journalists annual meeting Vice President Harris misled voters about a race. Harris campaigning in Houston called it more of Mr. Trump's same old show. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at a five-month high. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
People who get lung transplants at UW Health have the nation's highest one-year survival rate. That's according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. 95% of lung transplant patients at UW Health are still around after 1 year. The national average is closer to 88%. The Wisconsin State Fair gets underway Thursday, but we already know the best food. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
The Wisconsin State Fair awarded their prestigious Sporky's Award for Best Food. The top prize goes to Saz's Deep Fried Lemonade Bites. Second and third places went to the Bud Pavilion's Hot Ham and Glazers and Camp Bar's Rise and Swine. The fair in West Dallas runs through the 11th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be no major strike again in Hollywood thanks to a settlement between the Teamsters and the studios. Variety reports that despite making aggressive demands, the union walked away happy with modest increases that more or less match the increases seen by the actors and writers, or SAG and AFTRA. The union is said to be breathing a sigh of relief, and so are fans of movies and TV. What do famous people do when they run out of cash? They write a book, even though no one reads anymore. According to a soon-to-be-released book by Robert Jobson about Kate Middleton, King Charles said he is worried that Harry and his wife Meghan do not have any income, despite recent deals with Netflix and Spotify. According to Jobson, the royal family is worried Harry will write a tell-all and dish the dirt on the royal fam. Harry told Oprah in 2021 that Charles cut him off financially. Stand firm, Charles. Don't give that kid a penny of your royal inheritance. The actual physical act of signing those Netflix and Spotify contracts by Harry was probably the most anyone in that family has ever worked. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds on the way here in the overnight as showers and thunderstorms roll through. Temperatures will drop to the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, showers, still a few storms around, mostly cloudy skies in lower 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
On the next show, Luke Mathers. Hey, wait, that's me. I'll be filling in for Todd. Joining me will be Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to talk good government, and we'll preview some of the new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
To vote for two men who have the strangest format I've ever heard of. It's all about taking away everything, including our Constitution, everything that's made us safe, healthy, and free for the last over 240 years. I don't understand his appeal at all. And I'm just so grateful that Kamala Harris is running, because I really believe that she can get us out of this mess that we're in. Because if Trump wins, this country is over. That's my opinion, and I'd love to hear your answer as to what his appeal is. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you know, honestly, Carolyn, thank you for your comments. I think much of his appeal is based on a lot of white men in particular don't want to give up control of power that they've had for over 200 years in this country. And this is largely rooted in racism, the MAGA movement. And that's what's happening. And Donald Trump is glad to stoke every fear and every lie and every myth to do that. And I think, you know, the hope in the future is very much in Kamala Harris. And that's what we're seeing right now. So this is a really consequential November, because it is kind of, are you going to continue to try to struggle to be the path to this country? Or are you going to be with where we really are as a country right now, which is the vice president running as for president? So that's my best guess, Carol. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people just don't want to give up the power. And racism is a powerful way to motivate people. And fear is something Republicans are really good at. And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, he hates the same people they hate. Yeah. Michelle in Coal Camp, Missouri. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Tom. It's Michelle from Kansas City, but I'm at my lake house. Okay. Mr. Pocan, thank you for taking my call. My concern is about the fees that credit card companies charge small business, well, probably all businesses, to run their debit and credit cards. My husband's a head chef at a restaurant, and it's a 3-4% fee they have to pay just to run a debit card. Why is that allowed, and can we get rid of this, please? And I'll take my answer off the air, and thank you.
Yeah, I think there's a big bill in the Senate right now that has gotten a lot of attention, because people have come by and talked to us about it as well. You know, obviously our house and nothing moves, but it is around some of these fees. I think there's interchange fees. There's all kinds of fees that get assigned to it. You know, they say it's the cost of doing business. Obviously, it's a very, very profitable area for these banks that are doing this, especially the big banks that are doing this, because it's not like your neighborhood community bank or credit union is the one necessarily that's profiting in quite the same way. Yes, something could be done about it, but I know there's a debate right now in the Senate, but since I don't serve there, I couldn't tell you exactly the status of that.
Susan in Caldwell, Idaho, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, you two. Congressman, what can we possibly do with an ally in the Middle East who has just scuttled our policy initiatives? They assassinated apparently the person who was conducting ceasefire negotiations for the Hamas organization, and they have now put a kibosh on the wind opening with a new moderate leader in Tehran, Iran, you know, who was looking to work with us as opposed to being absolutely against us. They got 2-for-1 with one killing. What can we do with them?
Yeah, Susan, I'll tell you, this isn't an answer I can give you in 60 seconds or less. So let me just say this. I'm troubled, too, by what I'm seeing. You know, when Netanyahu came to the United States, properly over 120 Democrats didn't show up. It's disrespectful to, I think, have a war criminal appear before Congress, and that's what he was allowed to do. And their actions continue to work, Netanyahu's actions, against peace. Look, Hamas has not agreed to the ceasefire. Netanyahu is not. They're in the same place until they do agree to that ceasefire and returning the hostages. We've got some real problems. But, you know, it's been decades that we've had a blind eye to Gaza. There was a boiling pot that was going to boil over. It certainly has. And unfortunately, I don't think this is done.
Yeah. Congressman, we just have a minute left here in this hour. I'm curious your thoughts on the upcoming weeks and where you would suggest that people focus their activism.
You know, we're under 100 days to the election, Tom, and it is all about November. You know, we've got to do everything we can to be willing to make phone calls and knock on doors, you know, help people in ways to fund the campaigns, but get out there and do everything we can to get out the vote. People agree with us on the issues, but if they don't come out to vote, we don't win elections. And that really is what it's about. So it is all about getting out the vote. We have this new momentum, I think, with Kamala Harris right now on the ticket. We're going to get a VP pick soon. Hopefully that's something that gives us additional momentum. We'll go into the convention. But honestly, don't make politics a spectator sport. We got to be active, active, active going into November.
Talk to your neighbors, contact your local Democratic Party and volunteer.
Friends, family members, coworkers, but get involved. You know, it's going to be really, really important. Project 2025, with Donald Trump's people writing it, it's an awful way to go.
Yeah, they're coming for us. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us today.
Sure, thank you, as always, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Middays with Mark, Congressman Mark Pocan. On the other side of the break, the new McCarthyism. Trump, Vance, and their allies are hell-bent on inflicting on all of us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 5.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday for a throwback edition. Donald Trump has offended Jewish people. He's offended black people. What ethnic group will he offend today?
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.